very fine Friday morning to you folks out there in Radio Land. It's about a quarter after 8.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And what else could that mean? But it's time for Now without Scott Spears. Didn't we just time that perfectly? Don't you love it when things just fall into place like you want them to? Adam Lepp here, substituting for Scott, the very famous interviewer to the stars, introduced by the golden voice himself, Mr. Ted Williams. Not a bad day outside. It's not going to be quite as spring-like as it was the last couple days, but considering that it's January 14th, a high temperature in the 30s, I'm not going to complain. Not too hard to please here in the climatological matrix of things. I want to thank you again for tuning in on this fine Friday morning as we get ready for the three-day holiday weekend, celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King on Monday, and of course doing the usual fun activities for the weekend. We do have open phone lines on this program, even though Scott is not here and there's no celebrity guest. Sorry, Bill Cosby, Pat Carroll, none of those folks are on the line with me, nor is Geraldo, or any of the guests that Scott has had recently. It's just you and me here at our studios on South Prospect in the great historic town of Marion, Ohio. So you might ask, what can you call Adam about? Well, that's a great question. And the answer is you can pick multiple topics. One thing I don't mind doing is delving into controversial stuff. So again, if you want to talk about masks and quarantines and closures and goodness sakes about vaccinations, well, that would be fine. I'm happy to talk about it regardless of whether or not you agree with me, because if everybody had the same opinion, the world would be a very boring place. Something else that I like to do is talk trivia from music and television programs of the 70s and the 80s. I claim to be an expert on that stuff from between about 73 to 87, and I invite you to call my bluff. Not only that, if you can stump me, we might have an opportunity to give away prizes to a eating establishment here in the Marion area that should be coming up later during this programming extravaganza. But in the meantime, if you'd like to do it just for fun, that would be fine. Again, let me know if you have a question. Think you could stump me? Sing some bars of a tune from the early to mid-70s to mid to late 80s and see if I can guess the song or guess the lyrics, the artist, the instrumentalist, etc. Many ways that we can go about that fun activity. Also, if you are not in the immediate Marion area, that's okay. We have listeners all over. In fact, Lewis, a regular listener from Arizona, is among our many listeners from environs near and far. You can listen online through our website at WWGH1071.com. Just click on the Listen Now button. And if you have a smartphone or a not-so-smartphone, that's fine too. We encourage you to download the TuneIn app. Just search for TuneIn on the App Store or whatever the method of acquiring new apps on your smart device is, and it's free. Then search for WWGH 107.1, and you can listen to your heart's content. We enjoy having people listen through multiple methods. And last but not least, if you're a Facebook friend of mine or you have access to following me on Facebook, well, that's wonderful also. I'm doing a live video where you can watch me do the program sitting here in our studio. I'm not sure why I'm still wearing my coat, because actually it's quite warm in here. If anything, it's a little bit too warm. But that's cool. It certainly is better than being too cold. So the winter coat's probably going to come off, and it'll just be me in my regular street clothing, as they say. Also, something else that we can do on this program, you know, I'm also known as Adam the Computer Guy. I do multiple IT stuff for the station. If you have a question about your computer at your home or office, maybe your printer is not printing. Maybe your server is not serving you anything other than headaches. Maybe you'd like to take your Windows computer and throw it out the nearest window. Goodness sakes, I like to do that from time to time, because even I get frustrated. Computer techs have IT problems too, you know. Not uncommon. In fact, it's actually quite common. If you have a question or a comment, or maybe you'd like to ask me what I think about Windows 11, or the new iPhones, or a certain app that you've tried, or something about audio editing, certainly I do plenty of that, being in the radio business. Well, I would love to discuss that with you, to conversate, as they say. So again, give me a ring here at the station, 740-383-9944. We're not quite sure where Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, what he's doing today, or even why he's not on the air, but you got me instead, and don't be disappointed, because whenever I take the airwaves, we always have a lot of fun. So no problem with that whatsoever. I guarantee you this is radio well worth listening, and whenever you listen to a show on WWGH Radio, you tend to come out of the show with more brain cells and more knowledge and just more, what was the word I'm thinking of? I guess I need to get a little more coffee, but whatever the other word is, than you did before you listened to the show. So I don't think you'll be disappointed if you are tuning an ear into this program. Coming up between about 11:15 a.m. and noon today and every late Friday morning here on The Talking Place, we have Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship just south of here in Prospect, Ohio, with a program that we call The Pastor's Spot. Great program. Excellent perspectives, and we certainly encourage you to lend an ear. And since I will be your morning person today, I will be the guest co-host of that program. It'll be fun, it'll be educational, always a few laughs when I get on the air, and we do encourage you to listen to Pastor Steve with a little bit of help from myself. Coming up in less than 3 hours here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, open phone lines here on a program that we call Now Without Scott Spears, 740-383-9944. That's the telephone number to call. Again, if you would like to discuss some of the current news topics, the, I would say, partial defeat of President Joe Biden's COVID vaccination requirement, that's certainly been a big news story. Apparently, it's not the shutting down of the requirement will not apply to healthcare workers. That if you are a healthcare worker, the vaccine requirement stands. But if you're not a healthcare worker and you work for a company with 100 people or more, you don't have to get the vaccine. And so, what do you think about that? Do you agree with it? Do you disagree? Do you have a comment of your own, or maybe you just don't care? Because you know, you get a little. I think you get a little bit burnt out by all the continuing news headlines of things that we continually hash out, even if they are important topics. And I would agree that this vaccination mandate issue, the pros and the cons, the ethical, the scientific ends of it, it's one of the biggest issues in my lifetime. And, you know, I've seen Watergate, 9/11, inflation, the Cold War. I've seen quite a lot. And this certainly is up there, along with other COVID-related issues. According to Fox News, you know, Fox News, a bit controversial. Some people think it's too conservative, that it's slanted, overly biased. But as you might have seen, the number of people that are tuning in or viewing through the website of CNN has dropped by as much as 80 to 90%. People are tired of CNN, and I put a comment about that very topic on my Facebook page. And what do you think? Why has Fox News become the number one news source ESPN, also a big one. And, of course, sports is always in the news. And I think when we have issues facing the world that might or might not be pleasant, sports is a good escape. And sports, it's an American thing to do. Been a lot of exciting sports going on. The defeat of Alabama by Georgia a few days ago.
That was certainly
a biggie. Surprised a lot of people, including myself. Ohio State had a pretty good year. You know, what do you think about Coach Ryan Day? Is he maybe a better coach than Nick Saban? I mean, he's much younger. Nick Saban seems younger, but he's in his 70s, I believe. A great coach, but, you know, even Sparky Anderson lost. Of course, when he lost a little too many times after the 1976 World Series sweep over the Yankees, he got the axe. But that does happen in sports, of course. I want to thank John Hobkirk for watching my video. John is actually my first cousin-in-law, and he's an airline pilot. How about that? So, John, maybe you're watching while you're in an airplane somewhere, or maybe you're on the ground, but I want to thank you, and best of wishes to your lovely wife, Jessica, who is my first cousin. Always good when family watch my video. And also Tyler, longtime friend of mine in Southern Ohio, in the first state capital of Ohio, in Chillicothe. So I want to thank him for watching. It's always great when people watch my video and they say hi. You know, folks, you can always call. You can always leave a comment on my Facebook page and ask me a question, comment, etc. Goodness sakes, I hope my hair looks okay. It's always an issue when you do a live video and you wear headphones. You get this headphone hair. It's actually worse than hat hair. Because hat hair, you know what it is. But this headphone hair just flattens the top of your head and it tends to look kind of goofy. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Why, Adam? How are you doing this morning?
Well, we are certainly doing fairly fantastic for a Friday, for the most part. I tell you, it's nice and warm in this studio, which is good. So this winter coat's coming off.
Well, I was listening to the program yesterday, and I take it one of them said you're having a board meeting. You didn't take the board to Adam, did you?
Oh, no, not at all. Not that kind of a board meeting. Nor was the meeting boring. It was actually board like the board of directors.
Yeah, board of directors.
Yes, the BOD. The
you're part of that directors, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, I'm not on the board. If you'd like a little inside information, there are many facets to the station and, you know, who the bosses are and all that good stuff. I think most people know that Scott is certainly one of the head honchos here at WWGH Radio. And goodness sakes, I'm one of the head honchos also, but I am not a member of the board of directors.
Well, did they have a board meeting yesterday or something?
My understanding is that there was a meeting, yes, yesterday evening. Normally they are held on Thursday evening. It kind of meshes well with the members' schedules. That was my...
Was that like when they're held on Thursday? Is that regular all the time?
That's my understanding, yes. Again, I don't have a lot of interaction with the board, as I do so many things here, you know. I probably would go even... I'd be even crazier than I already am if I were to get involved in that aspect. But
you know, your reception isn't the best, or my hearing's getting worse, but you're not as clear and coming across the phone wires as you are. The radio wave is... It's decent, but a little thing there, maybe you don't watch the tuning of the board there at your desk.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it, and I was listening on the way.
I heard something a little different, strange, before usually Scott comes on. They check to see if everything's coming in clear and stuff like that. I just thought maybe it's having maybe some antenna trouble.
I can only tell you that I was listening on the car on the way here, and it was very clear. But I will listen during the break. I'll go in the car and turn the radio on. I didn't hear any issues. Where are you located exactly? Where are you listening from?
Well, you're not coming in too clear over the phone either. So either You have a good day, and thank you for your information.
No problem. Thanks for the call. Listeners, let me know, because we do value your feedback and how are we coming in. I had no issues myself, but that can happen. But, yeah, thank you.
We talk, the people here in Marion, talk to Scott pretty regularly. It's a lot of fun on the program where you got the opportunity to do that. Most places, they take over the channel, and you listen to what they got to say, but Scott listens to what the people in Marion's got to say. It's a pretty enjoyable show. As you know, you come in all the time, and it's interesting to hear your aspect of things.
I'm more opinionated. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion.
Oh, that's okay, because you can get people here in Marion this opinion, too. They can come right in, and they can chime right in and have a pretty good conversation with you. Well, you have a good one.
Thanks for the call,
going on.
Don't be a stranger. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam here, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Scott E. Spears, on a program that we call Now Without Scott Spears. My longtime friend, Tyler. I've literally known Tyler more than half his life. How about that? I guess either I'm old or we're just really longtime friends. Could you imagine somebody tolerating me as one of his or her best friends for half of his or her life? But that's kind of how it goes. Tyler is in Chillicothe having tea and raw honey. And he did make a positive comment about the large 24-ounce Sheets coffee that I was consuming, which I'm still consuming. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Yeah, Adam, do you see where Ohio State will change some more assistant coaches?
Yes, I did see that. And kind of happens when a popular coach gets the old axe-a-rooney, as I was talking about before the previous person rang me in. Sparky Anderson, you know, kind of disappointed after the 1976 sweep of the favored Yankees. Of course, I enjoyed that very much. I think that was probably the best World Series in my lifetime. And then he got the axe, but then he became a very successful manager with the nearby Detroit Tigers. Interestingly enough, Marion's kind of halfway between Detroit and Cincinnati, so he kind of went south to north and, you know, became a great manager. He passed away much too early, but what a legacy.
I just hope they can get it figured out down there. I mean, the bad thing about the Buckeyes is, that has been this year is they've had times where their defense is good, but then they've had times where, you know, it's totally bad. And then they have times where the offense does well, and then they have so many times where the offense is stagnant.
Yeah, you just don't know in football. Is a tricky game. It's unlike baseball, where you try to hit the ball 400 feet over the fence. All you have to do is move the ball 10 yards in 4 tries, which sounds pretty easy, but not when a 300-pound person is trying to run you over. Urban Meyer, I believe, is unemployed, right? And he's a fairly young man.
Yeah, he got let go down there.
So,
but I do like Ryan Day, and the thing I like about Ryan Day is Urban Meyer and Tressel, they was too much on running the quarterback.
Right.
And to me, when you run your quarterback too much, you have too much chance of him getting hurt and upsetting what you got going. You know, we had Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is going to the playoffs at, what, his second year with the Bengals?
Yeah, the Bengals had a rather good season, didn't they? But they always tend to disappoint in the playoffs. Let's hope that that's not going to happen this year.
But Joe Burrow didn't play for Ohio State. You know, he never got to play. You know, he transferred out of there because they had, J.T. Barrett or whatever. But I think the reason why, you know, Urban had Bear was like, I think he was a better runner when it come to running around the, you know, when it come to running the quarterback.
Didn't they kind of say Woody Hayes, kind of goes back to my childhood, ran the ball too much? Wasn't that kind of part of the stigma with him?
I don't know.
That's kind of what I remember. It was just after we'd moved to Columbus in the mid-70s, and that's kind of what I heard. You know, every coach has his own methodologies. And, you know, Ryan Day, I think you don't hear as much about him. He doesn't have the charisma of Urban Meyer or of Tressel. But that isn't bad. He certainly gets the job done. And you don't hear too much in the controversial area, but at the end of the day, he's looking pretty good in the win column.
Well, I think it's a shame Ohio State had Joe Burrow. And, you know, he never started and played for Ohio State. And see what he's done. You know, he leaves Ohio State and he goes to LSU, national championship. You know, he goes to the pros, second year with the Bengals, playoffs.
Yeah, you just never know.
You know, and he was an Ohio person. I would like to see Scott Spears maybe do a interview with him.
After the conquest of Geraldo at the end of 2021, nothing surprises me with that guy anymore.
Yeah, he might be doing business today. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of suspect he is up to something. You know, I substituted for him when he went to Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas's penthouse. That's where he was a few months ago when I was doing his show then. He hasn't really told me what is going on today, but I do smell something something very sweet, best I can say. And let's hope that whatever he has up his sleeve, it's going to surprise even the least amazed of us among Scott Spears' listeners. You know, I've challenged him to get the Queen, to get Prince Harry and Meghan. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. And, of course, Donald is whom I'd like to see. But, because I don't think the Queen really does radio interviews. But maybe Prince Harry, because he's kind of out of the mix. So who knows?
Yeah, and he is living over here in the United States, I think.
Yeah, so it's not too far. And Donald, that would certainly be an intriguing interview. Talk about someone who says what's on his mind. I can't hold a candle to that when it comes to someone who is a bit outspoken. We do have the Donald Trump impersonator, but I
maybe he could do an interview with Prince Harry.
Yeah, that would certainly be.
Or is it Prince Andrew, the one
Andrew.
Who got himself in trouble
right,
there?
Right, Andrew.
Got let go and from his royal duties and stuff.
Maybe both Andrews, Andrew Cuomo and Prince Andrew.
I don't understand the British so much on this royal family. I mean,
it's different, you know.
They put on their pants just like you, you know.
Basically, yes, and they don't really, it's a ceremonial job. They don't really run things. The Prime Minister is similar to our President.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine all about last year, and he was talking about how the Queen of England rules that country, and, you know, to this day, he just still thinks that the King and Queen rules, you know, England.
I mean, it is a ceremonial thing. I think it's considered more of an ownership. I mean, the closest analogy we have, and this isn't a good analogy, is that some towns and cities have a strong mayor like we do, where the mayor is like the president of the city. Some cities and towns have a weaker mayor, who might even be appointed by council, and a city or village manager or village administrator. And that's common in some of the smaller towns. Cincinnati, as you know, I think when Jerry Springer was mayor, it was a weak mayor system, but they've gone to a strong mayor system. And that's the closest thing I can think of. It's certainly not a perfect analogy, but it's the idea that there's a head of state and someone else who has roles that are a bit different and not quite as powerful. But I know even in the smaller towns.
You might want to check your phone, Adam. I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
Yeah, the other person said that also. I'm looking at the...
not on the radio, on the phone.
Okay, yeah, that I'm not sure, but I'm looking at the modulator, and it's between the green and the yellow, which is where it's supposed to be. So that I'm not quite sure about. The technical issues are always a tricky one to solve. Can you hear me okay, or is it to the point where you can not even make out what I'm saying?
Well, I can hear you, but I got to pay real close attention, and sometimes, you know, I miss just a little bit here and there, you know.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the modulation, and
you're coming in fine on it. He was talking about his radio wasn't coming in too good, but I'm doing fine.
When people give you different assessments of the phone quality and the over-the-air quality, it's perplexing. It's like, well, which is it? I know where the station comes in. I mean, we're doing a 10 to 15-mile radius. I've gotten the station 3 miles into Delaware County and upper Bucyrus. This kind of depends on the day, but once you get closer to Marion, we come in fine. And I got it in Iberia a few weeks ago, and that's pretty far. That's 15-plus miles. You know, our transmitter, as you know, sits at the Marion Towers. That's just a few blocks from our studio on South Prospect. So certainly if you're in the city. But you know, certainly when I'm west of 23, the station always comes in. But yeah, folks, let us know.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, Adam.
No problem. Well, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Hopefully I'm not disappointing as I substitute for the very famous interviewer to the stars. Have a great day. Stay warm.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls. Again, it gets a little bit lonely here in the studio, so we appreciate when people pick up their telephone, smartphone, not-so-smartphone, landline phone, etc., and ring me up, 740-383-WWGH. Tyler in South Ohio has told me that Facebook quality is great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that when I pay my bill and I get my 5G, that 5G stands for good. Five times good. That's always a excellent thing. He also suggested that we have both Andrews on the Scott Spears program, and I would agree. Let's have Andrew from the UK and Andrew Cuomo. Wouldn't that be a fun time? Maybe we could have Geraldo, too. We could all just have a little discussion. Talk about some good and controversial radio that will elicit responses, good and bad. Tyler also mentioned that some states have a governor with power. I think Florida might be a good answer, example of that. We don't. Well, that's an interesting topic, and if you want to talk about the governor, what do you think about Governor Mike DeWine? You know, people are considering him to be a moderate Republican. I've always thought he was rather conservative. It seems like the power has been stripped after the forced closures and forced masking that he instituted. Of course, I'm very happy about that. And my opinion about DeWine is there are things I don't agree with him on. And that includes issues where he is very conservative. For example, I don't agree with him on abortion. I'm extremely pro-choice. Again, I'm an independent. You never quite know what my opinions are, but I feel very strongly about that, so I've put it out there. And I did not like the way he had the health department essentially decide what people may or may not do in the early stages of the COVID-19 situation. He is a longtime politician. I mean, he's in his 70s. He seems younger because he does seem healthy and spry, unlike other people in office in their 70s, no names to be mentioned. He's very smart, an attorney. He's a native of the Dayton Springfield area. I wouldn't say the most articulate guy out there, but he gets his point across and has a long career of public service. And I think he kind of got thrown into the governor's office because it's like, as my mama said, be careful what you wish for. So he wanted to be governor after holding many offices, attorney general, senator, lieutenant governor, and finally runs for the biggest office in the Buckeye State, and sure enough, just after he takes the oath, a tremendous issue comes before him, which is still in existence. But that kind of happens when you take office. You never quite know what's going to happen, and it's a risk that a person takes. Taking a look at some other news headlines. Again, you're welcome to call. Talk about sports, the Buckeyes, the upcoming baseball season. Will there be a baseball season because of this lockout? Professional football, college football, hockey, basketball, local sports. It is all available for discussion here on The Talking Place. And again, we can discuss the controversial topics, many of which relate to COVID and things that have come about in the world due to the COVID situation. Whether or not you agree with me, it always makes for good conversation. 740-383-9944. Also, if you have a computer question, maybe your smartphone is a dumb phone. Maybe you'd like to throw your Windows computer out the window. Goodness sakes, I find myself wanting to do that very frequently. Your printer's not printing, your server is only serving you headaches. Your keyboard is the key to why you are bored. Your monitor is monitoring all the headaches that are occurring due to frustrations with technology. Those are all valid topics, and I would love to talk to you about them. Well, Tyler mentions, only if it's running 10. Well, I would sometimes give 10 a 0 in the stability department, and now we have Windows 11. Windows 11, well, I don't quite understand the menu on the bottom. They turned the white button blue, and they kind of squished all the buttons and put them in the middle. Also like to welcome another longtime friend, and I've known this person almost half his life also, CJ in Southern Ohio also, in the Athens area. I guess I'm popular today with people in Southern Ohio, but that's okay. Like I mentioned, Lewis, a longtime listener, is in the great state of Arizona, where it's probably a lot warmer and drier than it is here in the great city of Marion. Adam here on the Talking Play, substituting for the interviewer to the stars. Taking your telephone calls. Don't be shy. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. I'm also broadcasting a live video on Facebook. If you're a Facebook friend or follower of mine, that's under Adam Lepp in Ohio, or Adam the Computer Guy, you'll see where it says Adam Lepp is live now, and you can watch me do the show. I have removed my coat because it's quite toasty in here. Glad that the heat is working fantastically, and it's quite comfortable. And if you watch the video, you'll see my 24-ounce or 36-ounce extra-large coffee from Sheets. Very tasty, especially on a Friday morning. I see Linda, a fellow staff member here at the Talking Place, is watching. Good morning, Linda. And hope you're doing fantastically there in the Talking Place. Well, you're in the Listening Place right now, but Linda is talking on the Talking Place every Monday and Tuesday between 4:15 and 5. A great program. She's a longtime staff member. And again, your ears and brain cells will thank you if you tune in Monday and Tuesday, 4:15 to 5 p.m. for the Linda Sims Radio Extravaganza. Good listening for sure. We may be giving away some gift cards to a restaurant here in Marion later in the show. I shall keep you in suspense because it is well worth waiting for. In the news today, the Washington Post awarded President Joseph Biden its harshest fact-checked rating of 4 Pinocchios over his false claim several days ago that he was, quote, arrested for the first time as a teenager while attending a civil rights protest in Delaware. And that's not in Delaware, Ohio, down the road. That's in the state of Delaware, where Mr. Biden is from. In a news piece headlined, Biden claims yet another arrest for which there is little evidence, Glenn Kessler, the Washington Post's resident fact checker, wrote that Biden was, quote, not always a reliable source when it came to his exaggerated stories, and that too many elements of his claim did not add up. Biden told the crowd at a speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta, I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds, but I walked other grounds because I'm so old, with a mild expletive before the word old that I will take out, but it starts with a D. I was there as well. You think I'm kidding, man. Doesn't Joe Biden like to say the word man a lot? I guess that kind of is a legacy that he's going to have ever since he told Donald Trump, will you shut up, man, or something to that effect. Anyway, it seems like yesterday, the first time I got arrested, and that was what Joe Biden told the crowd a few days ago in Atlanta at Morehouse College. According to the Washington Post's fact checker, Glenn Kessler, Joe Biden appeared to be referencing a story he told on a number of occasions about a conversation he had with his mother in 2008 when deciding whether he should accept former President Barack Obama's offer to become his running mate. In the story, Biden's mother reminded him of when he was a teenager and went to support a black family who purchased a home in a town not far from where the Bidens lived, and amid protest against the family moving in. Glenn Kessler, again the Washington Post's official fact checker, noted that Biden told the story with several variations over time, with some referencing him getting, quote, arrested by the police, and others saying that they brought him home to his parents to keep him from getting in trouble. Other variations included his age as well as the protest location. Kessler added that Biden also never made any mention of the arrest in his memoirs, even when discussing the same conversation with his mother. Glenn Kessler, the fact-checker, detailed various news reports mentioning protests in the area at the time over a house purchased by a black family, and concluded that too many elements of Biden's story did not add up. He said the primary source for the story is Joe Biden, and we've learned over the years that he is not always a reliable source. He appears to be citing his mother to enhance his civil rights credentials, which we have noted he has exaggerated before, but too many elements do not add up to give this, quote, arrest more credibility than his previous claims of getting in trouble with the law. Therefore, the Washington Post awards President Joe Biden 4 Pinocchios. Now, back in 2020, Biden was forced to admit he had concocted a tale of once getting arrested while trying to see Nelson Mandela in South Africa. So what do you folks think, you know? Does Joe Biden deserve 4 Pinocchios? How many Pinocchios does Joe Biden deserve, or are they overdramatizing? Welcome, what you have to say about that. Any U.S. president is going to be under the microscope, to put it mildly, always being examined for the truth, for moves and viewpoints associated with his office. And certainly Joe Biden is no exception. As I mentioned about the COVID situation becoming in the forefront almost immediately after Mike DeWine became governor, be careful what you wish for. You become a holder of a top office in this country, you'll be under the microscope and forced to face crises and make important decisions regularly. Pretty good I said that word, regularly, even at 8:52 in the morning. Not bad. Must be that coffee that I'm drinking, that 24-ounce super-sized coffee from one of my favorite places, Sheetz. Good stuff. Adam Lepp here, keeping you company until 9 a.m. on this early to mid-Friday morning in mid-Ohio, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, who currently is whereabouts unknown. As myself and the caller discussed earlier in the hour, I kind of suspect he's got something up his sleeve. One time, a few months ago, when I substituted for him, he was visiting Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue in New York City. He may very well be flying to the UK to visit and interview the Queen of England. I would not put it past him one bit. But that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. I'll be here with you in one form or another until 1 p.m. today. How about that? So again, get a cup of coffee or your other favorite beverage. Relax. We got a great lineup of programs for you on this Friday morning. Also, as you probably know, Scott and the daughter of broadcasting legend Charlie Evers, Angie Evers, broadcast a Friday Night Live program between about 8:15 p.m. and 10 every Friday. And I'm not even sure if the Friday Night Live program will be broadcast this evening. So what I would suggest is that you listen and find out. We might broadcast something else, or who knows, I might still be around. I might even take the microphone. kind of hard to tell sometime, but whatever occurs this Friday evening on the airwaves at WWGH, it'll certainly be a good one. Taking your phone calls here live in the studio on Adam, substituting for Scott Spears on a program we call Now Without Scott Spears. And the digits are 740-383-9944. The Marion County Park District has many great offerings for you, and even though it's winter, they still have these great programs. In fact, in the winter, sometimes wildlife is actually more interesting. Coming up next Thursday, or this Thursday, depending upon whether you call it this Thursday or next Thursday, January 20th, that would also be the one-year anniversary of the Joe Biden presidency. However, if you don't want to celebrate that presidency, you can attend the Looking for Bird's Nest at the Tallgrass Trail at the trailhead. Starts at 4 p.m. Eastern Time this Thursday the 20th, the Looking for Bird's Nest program at the Marion County Park District at the trailhead of the Tallgrass Trail. Let's explore the trail and find some of our feathery friends' nests that they left behind. Always good to enjoy the great wildlife here in and around Marion, Ohio. Of course, our local naturalist, expert on all things flora and fauna, Mr. James Anderson, is a good friend of the station, and once a month, on a Thursday, he shares our microphone with our very own Glenn Coble to talk about the great wildlife. And many times he brings a friend with him. And the friend that he brings is not his wife or his kid. It is not a human whatsoever. In fact, he brings along a snake or a bird or a frog or some other member of the animal kingdom that is not a member of the species Homo sapiens. It's okay. No one has been bitten. No one has freaked out. The friends that James brings to the Glenn Coble radio program when he's here one Thursday a month, they're docile, they're educational, and they're even cute. So we do invite you to listen. And if you ever do miss a program, be it a Glenn Coble and James Anderson program or an Adam Lepp program or Linda Sims or, of course, the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears himself, you can go to our esteemed website. And the website is maintained, programmed, hosted, and curated by yours truly. And the address is WWGH1071.com. Go to the show archive section, and you can listen to any of thousands and thousands of programs that we broadcast. Since I joined the station, and that was just over 6 years ago, can you believe that? I have been with this station for over 6 years. Good stuff. And let's hope for 6 more years, 6 after that, and 6 after that, and so on and so forth. My friend Tyler in Chillicothe would like me to make a shout-out to his mother, also a friend of mine. Her name is Lisa. Lisa, a warm welcome across the miles from about a mile south of, about an hour north of Columbus to about an hour south of Columbus in the Chillicothe area. Thank you again for listening and being part of our virtual radio family. Good stuff. But that's how we roll here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Want to remind you that we have a private email server. Just like Melania and just like Hillary, we have an email server that is associated with a private firm, and that private firm is actually the company that I own. I don't supply the email of Melania and Hillary, but I do supply the hardware and software for the email used by this radio station. And you may ask, how do you send Adam an email? Good question. Very easy. Adam at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to email Scott, who also has an address on this private email server. That's wonderful. Scott at WWGH1071.com. That is the email. And unlike Hillary, we read every single message. A Of course, if it's junk, we delete it, but with this particular email address, most of what we get are important correspondences, suggestions, compliments, and even an occasional complaint from valued listeners like yourself. So you can call, you can email, you can message me on Facebook. Here in 2022, there are many great ways to communicate with your favorite or least favorite radio people. Coming up to about 15 seconds before 9 p.m., and that's when I take my break. However, don't despair. Great information for you at the top of the hour, and coming in about 15 minutes, I return to the airwaves. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.